USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A week since they struck and the death toll from the Kentucky tornado is still rising. Governor Andy Beshear says it's now at 77. There is just one person listed as still missing. The governor is saying late last night that Kentucky is going through quite a lot, but it's not defeated or broken. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, of course, represents his home state of Kentucky, and he was there yesterday meeting with local leaders in Bowling Green.
They've got a system down that's absolutely spectacular. Somebody shows up with a chainsaw with a buddy, pick a site, send them out, and it's been a remarkably well-organized cleanup and recovery effort.
As it continues a troop buildup along its border with Ukraine, Russia is now demanding that Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations be barred from entering NATO. This is USA Radio News.
Thank you!
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flies are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
It's been a year of trials of national interest with an update on one of them that's still underway. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
There was emotional testimony from former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer Kim Potter as she took the stand in her own defense during her manslaughter trial. She's accused of shooting and killing Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man that she had pulled over for having expired tags. She said her stop went out of control when Wright tried to drive away while her partner was leaning into the car.
I remember yelling, "Taser, taser, taser," and nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
Potter said she thought she was reaching for her taser, but grabbed her gun instead.
J.P. Morgan Chase paying the government over $200 million in fines after what was called widespread record-keeping failures. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More now on COVID-19 mandates, and as we told you at the top of the news, a federal court has ruled that the Biden administration mandate concerning large employers can go forward, as of now at least, although this ruling is now being appealed again, as New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, who's running for Empire State Governor, says he's against COVID mandates in New York and elsewhere, and especially coming from Democratic leadership in his state, as well as the White House.
You see people in government instilling fear in the population. They're using Omicron to try to make people scared. If you're a leader in government, you're making people calm, and you're implementing what you talked about, treatment, therapeutics. That's government at its best. What we're seeing is government at its worst.
Congressman Zeldin was speaking on Hannity on Fox. A Pennsylvania woman is celebrating the birth of what they're calling the Tesla baby. Keating Sherry telling the Philadelphia Inquirer that when his wife, Yaron, began having contractions, he loaded her and their 3-year-old son up in their Tesla, and when Yaron's contractions got worse and worse over the 20-minute ride to the hospital, he just put the car in autopilot and helped his wife deliver their daughter as they were doing 55. Once at the hospital, nurses were able to cut Yaron's umbilical cord right on the front seat, and the family knew that their Tesla baby was healthy and safe. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.